To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord one more time. I greet my esteemed pastor of this side of Zion and the shepherd of this flock. Seven powerful words, seven powerful ministers, and seven powerful minutes. I come with you with the third word. The third word, John 19, verses 26 and 27. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, the disciple took her into his home. There was a question I've always had when I heard, "Woman, here is your son." And that was, why did Jesus refer to Mary, his mother, as woman? Now, I really didn't find any real significance to him saying that. Probably inquiring minds just wanted to know. But I also looked at verse 27. Here he refers to Mary as mother when he says that, and to the disciple, "Here is your mother." There was no real significance. But what I felt, you know, in this day and time, if a child refers to their mother as woman, it would be disrespectful.
Yeah.
However, in this case, it was not, because Jesus thought very highly of Mary, his mother,
Amen.
And he respected her.
Amen.
Verse 27 tells the disciple, "Here's your mother." This must be heart-wrenching for Jesus, as he is on a divine assignment to die for you and for me.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
But how selfless is he that he tells the disciple, who was John, to care for his mother? Now, Mary and John stand at the cross bearing witness to Jesus, whom they love,
thank you, God,
and will watch him be put to death.
But
Mary's faith did not die.
Come
on. Yes, Mary looked on as the son whom she bared was dying.
Yes.
Dying. This scene has been interpreted literally of Jesus' concern for his mother.
Amen.
Jesus again rises above the occasion as he cares for the one that loves him. Mary stood at the cross. Should she have been spared the agony of seeing the son of her womb die in such a dreadful death? No. It was in the divine order of things that she should be found beneath that cross to receive the parting blessing of her son and Savior, and his committal of her,
Amen. Amen.
To the affectionate care of the disciple whom he loved. Now, as he dies, she stands in silence.
Amen.
Those around her had no idea of her deepest inner grief as she stood where her son could see her. I could just imagine what it would be like for you and I to watch our children die. To John, his much-loved disciple, Jesus left his mother as a legacy. In the last moments of his life, and in the crisis of his deepest sorrow,
yes, yes, yes,
he thought was of the future of his broken-hearted mother,
you,
whom John took in his home. Now, my question was, why would Jesus ask John to care for his mother? Well, it is believed her husband Joseph was deceased. He's no longer here. And John stood at the cross with Mary. They stood there. John was a responsible person.
Yes.
And Jesus knew that he would honor his request for caring for his mother.
Yes.
Perhaps in John's home, Jesus knew that Mary would find the spiritual environment more suited to her thirst for God, and that in John, Mary would find a soul on fire similar to his own enthusiasm
Amen.
For God.
Amen.
How can we apply the scripture to today's modern family? Christ's example teaches all men to honor their parents in life and death, to provide for their wants, and to promote their comfort by every means in their power. Families are a precious gift from God, and we should value and care for them. So let's think of some of these scriptures that should remind us of that.
Yes,
one with our families.
Yes,
let's love one another.
Yes,
in John 13.
Amen.
Let's encourage one another. Hebrews 3. Be devoted to one another.
Amen.
Romans 12. Build up one another. Romans 14.
Yes,
be kind to one another. 1 Thessalonians 5.
Yes,
accept one another. For who they are.
Amen.
Serve one another in love. Have concern for one another. 1 Corinthians. Confess your sins one to another. James 5. Forgive one another. Pray for one another. Don't judge one another. Don't slander one another. Last but not least, ask God, what can we do to show love to our families?
Amen.
Amen.